Welcome to Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate. I'm Roland Archer. It's in you to give is a popular marketing slogan to promote blood donation through Canadian Blood Services. The vital resource of donated blood is what keeps people alive in some cases in the clinical healthcare setting and in times of emergency. The same could be said for stem cell donation. Stem cells, or specifically blood stem cells, are found in bone marrow, circulating blood, and umbilical cord blood. They are not the same as embryo stem cells. They are immature cells which can become red blood cells to carry oxygen through the body, white blood cells to fight infection, and platelets to help control bleeding. Those that need a stem cell transplant means their natural bone marrow, which is the place where stem cells are produced, has failed due to illness. Those undergoing chemotherapy or radiation treatment may also need a transplant of healthy stem cells to help heal and reboost their immune system. How you come into the picture is by registering to join the Canadian Blood Services Stem Cell Registry. A sample of your DNA is obtained to identify your human leukocyte antigens, which are important when matching a patient to a donor, and they are stored in the database. This is the place that is searched for potential donors that match a patient requiring a stem cell transplant. The closer the match, the better the outcome for the patient following the transplant. The demographic for stem cell donors are males between the age of 17 and 35. For answers about any questions you may have regarding stem cell donation or joining the Stem Cell Registry, you can contact Canadian Blood Services at 1-888-236-6283 or email stemcellregistry@blood.ca. For Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate, I'm Roland Archer. If you know a person or organization you think should be featured on a future Good News File, go to our website at theranch100.com and click on Roland's Good News File.